give each other $25,000 pyramid.
Right.
Excellent. So as I'm sure you're all familiar with by now, there is a significant machlokas among the Rishonim regarding whether Melechus Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa or not. As I'm sure you've caught on by now, there are basically three opinions. The first opinion is the opinion of Rashi. The Kigamar, as we all know, is on Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara goes back and forth with many drushes trying to figure out exactly which drusha shows us that Melechus Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa, is in fact aser in most cases. Now, of course, you always have the basic problem. In the event that Melechus Chol HaMoed is the oraisa, then all the heterim that we're going to spend the rest of the summer learning about, that the Chachamim made up, supposedly things like Davar HaOvid, that there are cases where Melecha is allowed, would be problematic, because Chachamim do not have the right to be Oker Adavim min HaTorah b'kum va'aseh. It's one thing b'shev al-taseh. Right? They have a right to say that in general you're supposed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. However, we're going to tell you not to do it for whatever reason we think is appropriate. You should be shaking lulav on Shabbos, let's say, but we're going to tell you not to do it. That's shev al-taseh. We're not telling the Chachamim aren't telling us to actively do an aveira. Rather, they're telling us to not do a mitzvah. That they have a right to do, but to actively tell us that something that's aser is actually mutar, that almost always they cannot do. What do I mean, almost always? There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Pei Tes, a famous Tosfos. Famous means I know it and you don't. And there's a famous Tosfos that talks about Eliyahu on Har Carmel, that Eliyahu had a right to bring a korban on a boma at a time that the bomos were aser. That was a kumva aseh. He actively did an aveira. He didn't just passively not do a mitzvah. But in most cases, particularly in general cases, the chachamim do not have a right to be okered over kumva aseh. Therefore, if midoraisa, min haTorah, there is an iser melacha on Chol HaMoed, meaning that you're not allowed to do melacha on Chol HaMoed, they can't start making exceptions and start saying, well, you know, of course it's going to cost a lot of money. You know, that's okay, you know, yeah, you can't drive a car on Shabbos, but, you know, if you don't live that close to the shul, maybe kumbah say you can't start, even no matter who you are, the chachamim cannot start changing the halacha. So therefore, even though the Gemara does seem, it brings out many psukim which indicate that melacha and chol moed is d'oraisa, you're stuck with the issue of, if it was d'oraisa, then how exactly are we allowed to do, how do chachamim have the power to be matir, so chamoe, davar ha'avid, etc. So the Gemara seems to answer it. The Gemara says, "Hare lo masra nato el chachamim." So Rashi explains that what does this mean? The Gemara says as follows: that there are certain cases where the Torah, this is a big chiddush, gives a halacha but kind of leaves it blank. You're not allowed to do malacha on chol HaMoed. What's the definition of the word malacha? Well, in different cases, we have different definitions of the word. Malacha on Shabbos means the Lamites Malachas. Right? Nice big Masechta, at least the seventh parak of it, focuses on what does the word Malacha mean on Shabbos. The definition of Malacha is what the Torah tells us, in the recent Torah Shabbat Petos, that this is Malacha. And that was given down from Moshe Rabbeinu. The word Malacha on different times can mean different things, right? You can't do Malacha in the field on Shvius. That doesn't mean that if you're in a field, you can't turn on the lights. Right, malacha for Shvius means something different than malacha for Shabbos. Malacha for Yontif means something different than the two of them. Malacha and Yontif doesn't mean ochel nefesh. So in most cases, the Chumash alludes and the Torah spells out what is the exact gather of the halacha. However, Chol HaMoed, the Gemara in Chagiga indicates, according to Rashi, is different. The Torah tells us to not do malacha on Chol HaMoed. That's a din d'oraisa. However, it never translates the word malacha. The definition of the word malacha is left out there. That in generations from now, the Chachamim should come down and define for us what does the word malacha mean. And therefore, the Chachamim later on come and tell us, oh, malacha means a lot like usual, but it doesn't include Davar Ovid, it doesn't include Tzarech HaMoed, maybe it does include it if there's the Tircha Yisera. We'll discuss that as we go forward. However, this all remains a din d'oraisa. However, the shaping of the din d'oraisa is left off of the chachamim to do later on. So even though the chachamim are controlling, the din itself is a din d'oraisa. If someone was over, if someone did malacha on Chol Moed, they would receive regular malchus. They would accept 39 malchus because they were over a din d'oraisa. That is the opinion of Rashi. Many of the other Rishonim support that. I'm sure you've seen a lot of the Maamar Komos. We'll point out the famous Mishnah in Avos, where it says that among the people who are in really big trouble, as in Ein Rochek Olam Haba, is someone who's Mevazes HaMoados. You embarrass the Moados. What is Mevazes, what is Moados? Like, S Ha we're pretty comfortable with. So many of the Rishonim point out that we're talking about Moados. Right, for example, the Bar Tanura says, Yomim Shel Chol HaMoed, Osa Behem Malacha. If I do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, Eim Ochel Chol HaMahabu. Many Achronim take that to mean that this has to be a Din D'Oraisa. It's hard to imagine that you would lose Olam Haba over a Din D'Rabbanan. Other Achronim don't think that's so hard to believe. Other people think that, yes, you could lose your Olam Haba over a D'Rabbanan as well. But some people bring this as a Raya. However, if you look at the Bar Tanura closely, he goes on a little further. Not that he says if you osi ben malach, oh noi ben mino chol ba'achir v'shtiyah. If you eat the meals of chol moed the way you would eat during the regular year, then elo lochel kol mahabu. Now that's a real surprise. It's definitely not a los asay. It's probably some sort of asay. Again, a mevazeh asamoah doesn't necessarily have to point malachas one way or the other. And in fact, famously, many, many Rishonim, maybe even more Rishonim than the first group of Rishonim, led by the Rambam, hold that malacha on Chol HaMoed is the Rabbana. That really, me'ikar hadin, there's this concept that you're supposed to treat Chol HaMoed special. And the Chachamim came up with this idea that we were going to aser some malachas to make it special. However, the idea of it, it's not that the Torah told us that certain malachas are aser, and the Chachamim decided what they were, but right, no, according to the Torah, no malachas aser. If you dress nicely and you eat good meals, you can do whatever malachas you want to be din Torah. However, the Chachamim, in order to make it gather, to somehow support the concept of Chol HaMoed, they came up with this idea that the malacha is should be usher in certain cases, and therefore someone violated these malachas, they would not only, malchus martis might be worse than malchus, according to some opinions, malchus martis would beat you till you die, which is not something you'd want to be involved in, but the punishment would be a drabbanan punishment, since ultimately what you have here is a malacha drabbanan. Those are the two basic opinions. Right? Is it the rice or the rabbanon? Maybe the rice. There's, of course, as we'd expect in Judaism, there's a third opinion. Well, there's two possibilities. There have to be three opinions. And that third opinion is the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban, who speaks of this at length in his Pirush al HaTorah. Worth looking at Rashi in the Emor. Has a comment. It says, Malechas Avoda. He says, what's Malechas Avoda that's Asur and Yontef? He said, Malechas Avoda means even Dover HaOved. Which indicates, he says, that as opposed to Chol HaMoed, where Midaraisa Dover Ovid is Mutter. So Rashi again, Lishitaso, seems to be indicating that the Issur Malacha on Chol HaMoed is already discussed in the Chumash to a certain extent. So the Ramban says, I don't get it. Okay, you tell me it's discussed, but what's this idea of Lo Masrin HaTorah? If you have a drasha that tells me that Dover HaOved min HaTorah is mutter, so what does the Chachamim have to decide? So here's a third opinion. He said that there are definitely certain malachas which are aser on Chol HaMoed min HaTorah. However, the Chachamim took the opportunity to expand on it. For example, Dover HaOved is mutter no matter what on Chol HaMoed, and the Chachamim expanded on it and said, well, if there's Tircha Yaseira, you're not allowed to even do the Dover HaOved. Tzorach HaMoed is allowed, but if there's Tircha Yaseira, So again, there are three categories. There are certain malachas that are also min haTorah, and certain malachas that are only with the Rabbanim. If you look at the Gur Aryeh and his parish on Rashi, he explains why Rashi makes some sense. So we have these three opinions. So oftentimes when I see something like this, I always like to consider, as I'll do now, the collateral damage. Meaning, okay, that's very nice for the machlokas, but I'd like to discuss a little bit, how does this machlokas affect the concept of Olo Masrin HaTorah Olo Chacham? So according to Rashi, there is a klal in the Torah, that there is a possibility that sometimes the Torah will put out a halacha, but they won't define it, and they will leave it to be defined by later generations, and that definition will become the definition of the Torah, and that will become a malacha d'oraisa. The question is, does the Rambam and the Ramban reject that concept, and do they say that there is no such thing? If you think about it, it's a big chiddush. The fact that the Chachamim should be given certain categories and said, listen, you have the right here to decide what does the Torah mean. That's a big chiddush. So is it that the people who reject the concept that Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, are they rejecting the entire concept of Ol Masr HaKasol HaChachamim? Or are they merely rejecting the idea that it applies here? However, in general, they think it applies. There is such a concept out there. However, they deny that it applies here. So an obvious way to go about this is to say, well, does it apply any place else in Shas? Right? If it appears in many other places in Shas, so you can't deny it. If this is the only place it appears, if you reject the reading of the Gemara, you don't have to worry about it at all. You ever said this approach comes up oftentimes, even in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Right? There's a concept of Dovra Hashava L'Chol Nefesh. So, for example, smoking on Yontif. Right? Are you allowed to smoke on Yontif? So, famously, the Pnei Yeshua holds that you're allowed to smoke on Yontif. What's the reason for it? So he says, because it's healthy for you. Very famous Pnei Yeshua. It's good for the digestion. Therefore, you're allowed to smoke on Chol HaMoed. Why? What would the issue be? So again, the issue is lighting a match. Havara mechaber. So havara is allowed with tzarich yontif. You're allowed to turn on the oven to cook. Okay, we're probably allowed to light yontif candles. Okay, we have many cases where we allow havara yontif. So you can turn the lights on yontif. It's havara. It's with tzarich yontif. You can't turn them off afterwards, which famously made Rebbetzin Soloveitchik very upset. The Rebbe would go around turning on the lights all over the room and all over the house, and then they'd be stuck with it for the rest of the Yontif. But there is this concept of Havara. So the Gemara says, what about the case of Mugmar? What's Mugmar? Rhymes with Morgmart. Mugmar is spices, right? Mugmar is, can you burn incense on Yontif? So the Gemara says, no. Why not? It's not a Dover HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. Not everybody enjoys it. Some people don't like the smell of it, so therefore you're not allowed to do it in Yontif. So there's a concept of Dover HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. So too, in order to be able to smoke, it has to be something that people enjoy. Everybody enjoys smoking, that's good. So that's why Pnei Yeshua famously says that if anything's done for health purposes, automatically it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, whether I like it or not. If this is something I do because it makes me healthy, so therefore I'm allowed to smoke. Later poskim, by and large, reject the idea that smoking makes you healthier. There's one known person who famously disagrees, and that's Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya Yosef said, you know, it's like everything else. Yeah, it might not be so good for your lungs, but it's good for your stomach. So, you know, it's got its upside and downside, therefore you're allowed to smoke. So I don't know if I agree with that, but I think if you look at it, if you look at the Rambam, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam for sure, the Rambam never quotes this idea of Davar Chavu Shavu Chol Nefesh. He thinks that the Gemara was rejected. It got mentioned twice in the Gemara. Both times the Gemara rejects it, so that's the end of it. Showering on Yontif comes under the same category. Is it Davar Chavu Chol Nefesh? A lot of people used to say, no, who showers every day? So among the Svardim poskim, that was a very popular thing to say. But, you know, there are people nowadays who do shower every day, and you don't have to go a 3-day yontif in the middle of the summer in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe most people would shower in such a situation. So these are the types of things. So the questions here, are we rejecting it flat out? Is this a rejection of the entire concept of Ol Mosra Tazul Chacham, or is this just a rejection of Melechus Chol Moed being Daraisa? So it appears one other time in Shas. You gotta be a real daf yomi to know about this. It's in Bechoros Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Not that one. So the Mishnah has a comment. Abkamach Yisroel Chayim Letapil BeBechor. How long do you have to take care of the Bechor before you bring it as a carbon? Bedaka, sheep or something like that. Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Begasa Chamishim Yom, 50 days. Rav Yosef Omer Bedaka Shloshim Chadoshim, etc. It's a machokas. So the Gemara asks me, how do you know where these numbers come from? 30 days, 50 days. So I'm a Rav Kahana, the Makra, Bechor Benecha Titeli, Kein Tasa Letzoncho Merei Ascho V'dimacho, Lo Sa'acher, Kein Tasa L'Shorcha. So it says, Kein Tasa Letzoncho, and later on it says, Kein Tasa L'Shorcha. So it says, Kein Tasa twice, once by a Tzon, which is a Daka, and the second time it says it by a Shor, which is a Gasset, a big animal. So the Gemara says, so what does it mean? So it goes back and forth. The Maskan of the Gemara is, well, the first one you got to take of a certain amount, because that's earlier. And later on, you got to take care of more. So the Gemara says, okay, so if the first one's 30 days, so let's, the second one be 60 days. Like, where's 30 and 50 come from, the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, no, you know, one's less and one's more. And therefore, lo masrach hakosav el chachamim. So they left it up to the chachamim to decide what these numbers are. So that is questionable. So is that the same or different than our Lo Masrun? It seems that even if you look at Rashi there, he seems to say that this is a little bit thin. Like, he had a general idea. The Chachamim should decide how long it's normal to take care of an animal like this. But that's a lot less radical than the idea that they get to make up what the Din D'Oraisa is. Right, there's a din d'oraisa, you get to take care of it a certain amount of time. The chachamim get to determine what that certain amount of time is. That seems to be a less radical statement than the idea of making or deciding what malacha is. So, this issue is dealt with by Rav David Cohen in the Sefer Gvul Yavetz. So, Rav David Cohen said for 40 years he's been working on this topic. I have the article here, why he was kind enough to fax it over. And he says that if you look at it, it's hard to believe that anyone's denying it. He said, well, why? Because there's just so many cases in the Rishonim and the Achronim where it pops up. So, very famously, you have the Ran on the Rif. So it's interesting. It's Daf Aleph Amud Aleph in Yuma in the Rif. However, if anyone's familiar with Yuma, that means it's the beginning of the 8th parak. Because there is no Rif on the first 7 parakim. So it's 8th parak is when Yuma finally becomes a little halachah l'maisa. So it's the last parak. However, in terms of the riff, it's the first plot. So he discusses the concept of the inuyim. So he says, so what does it say by Yom Kippur? He says that ta'anu es nafsho seichem. There's a chiyuv of inuy. What does that mean? So we know there's 5 categories of inuy. Chiyuv, shtiyah, nilas ha-sandal, Ashmishamita, Sicha. How do we get to that? So the Ran is a system that this is a case of Lov Masra Narkosov. So this is a case where the Chachamim were given the ability to define the word Inui. So if you're following the Ran, then you have to assume that that's the same. Defining the word Inui, in my mind, is the same thing as defining the word Malacha. Mean that there's just a general concept out there. And interesting to note, the Rambam, the Ran says, V'chein dasa Rambam. That the Rambam, according to the Ran at least, right, he says, if you look at the first parak of Shvisas Asur, he says, Kula midoraisa dinu. He held that the Chamisha sinuyim are all doraisa. Only 2 of them you get kares for. But still, he says that they're all Doraisa. So what's the idea? So the assumption is that the Rambam, even though that he holds that that Malachas Chol Moed is only midrabbanan, that doesn't mean that he rejects the idea of Lo Masra Nakosov. Similarly, the Ramban, they point out, really uses this more than anybody else. You look at the Ramban on the Torah, there's at least three very famous Rambans, meaning that even you might know it, where he uses this rule without saying it. For example, most famously, Kedoshim Tiyu. So the Torah there is unduly vague. We should be holy. Thank you. What does that mean? So the Ramban famously says that you shouldn't be a novel b'shus haTorah. He goes out and explains that, you know, this is what it all means. So clearly, he's assuming that these are all dinim d'oraisa. Right? Also, v'asisa sayasir asatov. Tishbos on Shabbos, right? There's a famous Ramban where it says that when it comes to doing business on Shabbos, technically there should be nothing wrong with it. Assuming that there's no money passes hands and nothing gets written down, midaraisa, that should be okay. And in fact, many people assume that it's a derabbanan gezeirah shemiyachtov. The Ramban says no. Tishbos means you should rest. That means the definition of rest is. So the Rambam, the Ramban, all the other opinion ultimately have to accept this idea that there is a concept of Masra Nakosov. The question becomes then, but how do they read our Gemara in Chagiga? If they accept Masra means that the Chachamim have a right to make a Doraisa. So that's the case. So when our Gemara says Masra, that should be, and that's the bottom line, literally, in the Gemara in Chagiga. How can they deny that Lo Masrin in this case means that it's a Malach D'Oraisa? So one has to say, very few people have found discuss this, one has to say that Lo Masrin HaKosu L'Chachamim means that the Chachamim have a right to make the Rabbanans. Just like the Rambam famously says that every Rabbanan is really a D'Oraisa because of Lo Sasur. So one has to be assuming that it means something like that the Chachamim have a right. Some people go a little further, they say Lo Masrin HaKosu meaning that really the malachas themselves they write because they do Kiddush HaChodesh. So because the Chachamim do Kiddush HaChodesh, they're determining what day is going to be Aser. They may not determine what malachas are Aser, they determine what day there's going to be Aser. So one has to go along with that. Just wanted to point out that there are a bunch of other famous cases where people bring down this idea that Lo Masrin exists. They can all be found I think all of them, most of them at least, can be found in the Kuntras of David Cohn. One is in the Rush, in his Kitzur Piskei Nida, points out that really there should be an Isser, Yichud, between a husband and wife, the Eis Nidusa. Right? On a level of the Raisa, there's only an Isser Yichud if with a woman, that if you would have relations with her, it would lead to an Isser Kares or an Isser Misa. If a man has relations with a woman who's an Ida, even if it's his wife, that should be a Kari. So therefore, a man should not be able to miyachi with his wife around half the month. Obviously, this would be very inconvenient. So, the Gemara tells us that, you know, there was never such a din about. Who gives him the right to say that? The Rush says it, that the whole Isser of Yichud was Masrin L'Chachamim, even though it's a Din D'Oraisa. Right? The Pasuk in Rei, Ki Yis Yisra Ben Imecha, right? Still they have a right to do it. Another interesting point is the Minchas Chinuch in Hilchus Kibud Aveim, Mitzvah Lama Gimel Oz Salaf, says that besides Kibud Aveim, there's a mitzvah as well of other Kibudim. For example, Achiv HaGadol. So according to that, the dinim that apply to your parents should apply to Achiv HaGadol as well. So he asked the question, how you have to call your older brother by his first name? Can't call your parents by their first name. How can you call your brother by the first name? So he applies this idea of Masra Nakosov, that the idea of what is covered, even though Kavod is a din d'oraisa, the definition of Kavod was given over to the Chachamim. They decided that, you know, that's enough Kavod for the brother. No one. Ad kan v'sula. Another one. You look at the two other ones. One is the Tshuva Me'ava, wants to know how come when it comes to a chasana, when it comes to Eidei Kiddushin, by Kiddusha Kesef, we're very mocked that the people stand right over her and watch her put on the ring. However, by Eidei Bia, we're not so mocked. Eidei Bia, the guy stands outside the door, it's good enough. Would you say if the guy stood outside the door for the Eidei Kiddushin by Kesef, that would be enough? So he employs the idea that the Chachamim were given the right to determine how much do they have to see as part of the Eidus. That being said, he said that the decision was that in this case, this is good Eidus, in that case, the other one's good Eidus. The case that really interests me, and we'll talk about it quickly, is the case of Chukas Akum. We all know that the Chukas Akum is a Din D'Oraisa, we can't act like the guy. Right, that's two pesukim. Chukas Akum, Serechu, appears twice in the Torah, Parshas Kedoshim. However, the Gemara says that someone who's a Karvel Malchus is Mutar L'Saper Komi, meaning that among the famous examples of Chukas Akum is not to get a haircut like the Goyim, right? The Galochim, the priests, were called Galochim because the way they did Giluach. That's why they were called that. You know, they used to shave the tops of their heads, leave the sides, or the like. That's how the monks used to go around. That's why they're called Galochim, the ones that with the shaved heads. So we're not to shave our heads like they shave their heads, even though, Taka, so a mohawk you can't get because of the payas, right? But what about reverse mohawk or the like? Would that be Chukas Akum? Yeah, that's also, even though it's not a problem payas, it's a problem with Chukas Akum. You can't get the type of haircut that they get, if you're getting it. So the question is, the Gemara says, however, if I am a Karvel Malchus, if I'm involved in the government, I'm allowed to get such a haircut. So the Kesef Mishnah, says, how is that allowed? Chukas Akum is a din d'oraisa. Who gives a chum right to uproot b'kum v'aseh? So there are three answers that are offered. Two of them are offered by the Kesef Mishnah, one's offered in the Yoredeya by the Bach. The Kesef Mishnah says two possibilities. One possibility is what you would have guessed is lo masrin al kosav lo chacham. That yeah, it's a din d'oraisa. However, b'chukoseim lo yisrael, don't be like them. What's the definition of being like them? Goyim breathe, so we can't breathe anymore. The answer is no. Obviously, you know there has to be gedarim as to what it is. That was left to the chachamim. The chachamim were given the right to determine what is the definition of chukasakum. So yeah, it's a din d'oraisa. That's not a problem. Two is that no, that it is an issa d'oraisa. However, there's an issue here of pikuach nefesh that's necessary for the sake of Hatzalas Klal Yisrael, that we should always have people in the government. We should have people that are friendly with people in the government. So even though, let's say at this point, there's nothing that's affecting us this second, still, it's important. Overall, we should have people in the government. Therefore, where the Chachamim were matir, certainly Yisurim, for the sake of Hatzal. They determined that it's kedai to allow the person to be over in Issa d'oraisa. In order that, they can do Hatzal. That's number two. The other two is Kesef Mishnah. The third opinion is the Bach. The Bach says, no. That means you can't do something because you want to be like Mike. You can't be doing it because you want to be Madama to the guy. However, if I'm doing it for a different reason, I'm not doing it because I want to look like them. I'm doing it because I don't want to get kicked out of here. So that is Mutter. So number two and number three are big Chidushim. To say that the definition of Chukas Akum is only if I'm doing it to be like the Akum. Right? So there's a lot of things that we do, which maybe Chukas Akum, maybe not, that one has to wonder if you have to be careful about. So famously, wearing ties, let's say. Okay? Why do we wear ties? Those of us who wear ties. Right? There's no sense. It's a chok. Right? It's not that I'm trying to cover here. If I wanted to get something dirty, I'd rather get my shirt dirty than my tie because it's cheaper to clean. Right? So there's no svara behind the tie. It's just a fashion statement. Right? However, why do we wear ties? We wear ties because when you go to work, well, you know, you know, there's it's necessary that that you have to fit in. Everyone else wears a tie, you wear a tie. So if you don't, so that's a, if you tell me the Bach, that's a big chiddush. If you tell me the Kesef Mishnah, also that's also. So Joe Lieberman, can Joe Lieberman be Machal Shabbos? So according to the second one, that opens up a whole Pandora's box. That really, perhaps, allows malachas to be done by politicians, even though there's no danger to Klal Yisrael this second, just in order to keep people in the right positions, it might be kedai. The only one that doesn't do anything for us is Lo Masur Nakosov. Lo Masur Nakosov says that the whole question is not a question because there's a connection in the way that we do the Doraisa. The Doraisa was done by the Rabbanan. So I think most people assume that, unfortunately, the first one's the right way of approaching it. The Kesef Mishnah, he has in the Beis Yosef as well, is Lo Masur. However, the person is to reject Lo Masur Nakosov. And again, Meikar Adin, we probably follow the Malachas Chalomoed. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't indicate much, but if you look closely, he might. I think most people assume he's saying that it's the Rabbanan. If it's the Rabbanan, there's a possibility that we don't accept Lo Masur. That, of course, opens up. So again, our decision on how we're going to go with Hilchos Chol Moed can have a very strong effect on other halachas through the halachas of Chukas Akum. Lunchtime.
The last one was at the Shulchan Aruch. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch holds it. It's Minerva.
Yeah.
I think we saw. So I don't know.
Right, Mishnah Brewer, I think, might not say it that way.